We wait on you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We wait on you. Breathe upon this service today. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Let not one person be the same. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high. Maintain quietness of your time. Whisper our name, Jesus. Worship you, Lord. We glorify. Thank you for your touch and your hand on someone here today. We glorify in Jesus' precious name. Raise your hands and give Him the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. I welcome you to the presence of God this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Isaiah chapter 48, God bless you, verse
17. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Subject is the profit of the word of God. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, and leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. Our objective this morning in this teaching is first of all to understand the profit that is in the word of God. And number two, to understand how to access that profit or those profits. Or how to access the profit of the word. It is clear throughout scripture that the word of God is profitable. Is profitable. Is profitable. The word of God makes profit available. It makes profit available. The word of God is calculated to add something to a man's life. Add something to your life. The word of God is designed to generate a definite difference. You are not permitted to carry the word of God for years with nothing to show for it. I teach you to profit, and I show you the way which you should go. The word of God is not targeted at information. It is directed at transformation. The word of God does not just inform. The word reforms. The word transforms. What profit is in the word? Number one, the word of God, the word brings peace. Peace. The word is therapy for peace. Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 18. He said, oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments. I wish you listened to me. I wish you heard my word. I wish you received my word. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. The word of God is calculated for peace, brings peace. In Psalm 85 and in verse 8, he said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, what is in his voice, what is in his word. For he will speak peace unto his people. He will speak peace. The word of God is continually speaking peace. Speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Peace. In Mark chapter 4 and in verse 39, when Jesus was in the midst of the storm with his disciples, the Bible said, and he arose and rebuked the wind. He was the word. He is the word. And said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. The word brings peace. What is the implication of this? First, the word brings peace to the troubled soul. The soul that is troubled. The soul that is agitated. It brings peace to the troubled soul. Second, the word brings peace in times of crisis. Where there is crisis situation in your life, crisis situation in your family, in your marriage, in the place of work, it takes one word to arrest the crisis and bring peace. Third, the word brings peace in the midst of the storm. Jesus was in the midst of that storm, and he arose and spoke peace into the storm. And there was immediate calm. The word brings peace in the midst of the storm. Fourth, the word brings peace in the midst of the battle to the embattled soul. In the midst of the battle. Is there a battle you are fighting right now? Wherever that battle is and wherever that situation is, it is the word of God that brings peace to the embattled soul in the midst of the battle. Right now, by the mantle of God, I stand here to speak peace to somebody. And if you are that one, say a loud amen. If you are that one, say the loudest amen. So first of all, the word brings peace. Is your soul troubled? When that woman, the Shunammite woman, who lost her son, came. Is it well with you? She said, it is well with my soul. It brings peace. Number two, the word brings hope. 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 The word is the vehicle of hope. You can imagine what we would have done today without the word in this world, in this nation. What we'll be doing today without the word in this world, in this nation. In Psalm 119 verse 49, the Bible said, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Remember your word to your servant. The word is what you have used to cause me to hope. If not for the word, my hope would have been gone. Psalm 119 verse 81. 119 verse 81. He said, my soul fainted for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. I am almost gone. I am almost fainting. I am almost giving up. But there is a word that I am holding on to. I hope in thy word. I hope in thy word. I hope in thy word. Psalm 119 verse 114. 119 verse 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Thou art my hiding place. Thou art my shield. I hope in thy word. I would have been consumed by the issues of the world, but I hope in thy word. I hope in thy word. For to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. And a living dog is better than a dead lion. I hope in thy word. Psalm 119 verse 114 and also 116. He said, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. I hope in thy word. Uphold me according unto thy word, verse 1 says, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Because of your word, I will not be ashamed of my hope. Nobody can say you hoped in God and see what has God done for you now. I shall not be ashamed of my hope. And that word is for someone here today. You shall not be ashamed of your hope. Say it louder, amen. You shall not hope in vain. Psalm 130 and in verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. Doth wait. And in his word do I hope. Someone say amen. What is the meaning of all of this to us? First, that the word of God brings hope in the midst of hopelessness. In the midst of hopelessness. Where everything around and everything appears hopeless. Second, the word brings hope in the midst of despair and discouragement. Despair. Where you are despairing, it appears like you are discouraged. The word brings hope. Third, the word helps us not to give up on expectations, no matter the situation. Job said in Job 14:14, if a man die, shall he live again? No. All the days of my appointed time, I will wait. Will I wait until my change comes? The word helps us not to give up on our expectations, no matter the situation. You know why? Because if your hope is in place, help is on the way. I speak to someone here, help is on the way. In your life, in your family, in your destiny, help is on the way. Say it louder, amen. Say it louder, amen. Say it louder, amen. Say the Lord most believers, amen. The word brings hope. Number three, the word brings healing. Healing. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The word brings healing. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22 said, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, that's my word, and health to all their flesh. Luke 5 and in verse 15, the Bible said, but so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed of him, by him of their infirmities. They came to hear and be healed. And Luke 6:17 also repeats in another place, and he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. Somebody is receiving healing today. If you are that one, say a louder amen. If you are that one, shout the believer, say amen. What is the implication of this? First, that the word brings healing and wholeness. to the hurting and broken. Healing and wholeness to the hurting, to the broken. Many times when we talk of healing, people are looking at physical things like ulcer and so on. Those, that's part of it. But there is a healing that is deeper than even the physical. It's emotional healing. People that are deeply hurting. People that are emotionally bruised. People that are battered. The word brings healing to the hurting and to the broken. Second, the word brings an end to all ailments, afflictions, and infirmity. It brings an end to all ailments, afflictions, and infirmity. And I believe that today there are people here that will see the end of afflictions and infirmities in their lives. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. It brings an end to all ailments, afflictions, and infirmities. Third, the word brings strength, health, and vitality. The word of God makes for physical strength itself. Vitality, energy, strength. I believe it was in 1 John chapter 2 verse 14 that John was saying, I speak to you young men, I have written unto you fathers because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you young men because you are strong. Why? The word of God abideth in you. And the wicked one, and you have overcome the wicked one. Is somebody here today? It is a source of energy, the source of strength, the source of vitality. There are those who are not sick and they are not strong. No. Strength, health, vitality. And third, and fourthly, the word of God brings repair and relief to the damages in life. It brings repair and relief to life's damages. Where something is damaged around your life, damaged life, damaged image, damaged body part, the word brings repair. The word brings relief. And even as I'm speaking right now, the same is happening to you. Somebody say aloud, amen. So what have we said today? The word brings peace. The word brings hope. The word brings healing. Number four, the word brings fire. Brings fire. Jeremiah chapter 5 and in verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 5 and in verse 14. Wherefore thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire. And these people would. And it shall devour them. The word brings fire. Jeremiah chapter 20 and in verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 20 and in verse 9. Speak of fire. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing. His word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearance, and I could not stay. I have to act. I have to move. Because there was fire burning in my bones. Jeremiah chapter 23 and in verse 29. Jeremiah 23 and in verse 29. Is not my word like as of fire? Saith the Lord. And like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. The word is fire. In Psalm 39 and in verse 4, I believe he said, while the... Verse 5. Alright, I'll get to it. What does it mean the word is, brings fire? Number one, the word 39:3, rather. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the word musing means meditating. The fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. The fire burned.
As we meditate on the word, it causes fire to burn. The word brings fire. Now, what does it mean for the word to bring fire? One, the word births spiritual intensity, fervency, and vibrancy. It is the birthplace of spiritual intensity, fervency, and vibrancy. You want to be spiritually intense. You want to be fervent. You want to be vibrant spiritually. The word of God is the place. Second, the word births zeal and enthusiasm. Fire is talking about zeal and enthusiasm. Makes you zealous for God. Enthusiastic for God. It births zeal. Births enthusiasm. Thirdly, the word kills lukewarmness and spiritual lethargy. Lukewarmness and lethargy. You cannot be worded and be lethargic. You can't be truly worded and be lukewarm. It births, it kills lukewarmness and lethargy. And the summary of it, number four, is that the word is trigger for revival. Whether it is personal revival, family revival, congregational revival, national revival, the word of God is trigger for revival. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. So in case you are in need of fire, or you are in need of healing, or you are in need of hope, or you are in need of peace, what you actually need is the word. We have more to say, but we'll say them in the second service. What are the secrets of access to the word? How do I access the word? Number one is the possession of. Now, accessing the word means, how do I see what is inside this book? Number one is true. Number one, the possession of value for the word. The possession of value for the word. Value for the word. Value for the word. In Luke chapter 5 and in verse 1, he said, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he asked Peter to, and saw the two ships standing by the lake, but fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people. Their pressure made him to sit. He was passing. He was passing by the lake of Gennesaret. But they rushed after him, not for miracle. They rushed after him, not for a physical touch. They rushed after him to hear the word. And when he saw their value, it arrested his motion. God's servant Papa Yedeko said years ago, your sense of value determines the flow of virtue. It determines the flow of virtue. Revelation belongs to desperation. Am I communicating at all? Revelation belongs to desperation. Insight follows interest. You can never have insight where you lack interest. God will not force on you what does not interest you. He won't bother you with what does not bother you. He didn't stop because he saw crowd. He would have continued moving, but they pressed on him. It takes pressure to access the precious. The precious matters of the world answer for those who put pressure. You know, the devil knows that your destiny is located in the world. You know that? Your destiny is in the world. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. He said, "And I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, that is able to build you up and hand over to you your inheritance." Your inheritance of health. Your inheritance of wisdom. Your inheritance of supernatural supply. Your inheritance of authority and royalty. Your inheritance of spiritual power over demons. It's inside the world. So the devil makes you to have no appetite for the word. Carry the Bible. The only day you carry the Bible is on Sunday. That Bible does not open again till next Sunday. Do you understand? You can watch movies for 3 hours. You can listen to all manner of things, but not the word for 30 minutes. It is like a child dying of malnutrition, but feeding on ice cream. Protein, energy, malnutrition. And the only thing that ice cream, it means no. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please understand that church going alone does not change your life. It is access to the content of the book. Access, not just carrying the Bible. Carrying the Bible and knowing what the Bible carries is one thing. To carry the Bible is another thing to know what the Bible carries. Putting the Bible under the pillow to sleep on it will not drive demons. It is the revelation inside the head that drives the demons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 4 verse 1. And after this I looked, and behold, the door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, "Come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter." And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, the throne was set up in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardis stone, and there was rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto emerald. Alright, keep going. Move on. All right, move to chapter 5, verse 1. "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. The Bible normally comes sealed. When it is unsealed, we call it revelation. Open it. Keep going. "And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, 'Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I behold, lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth." That was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. The major assignment of the Master was to come to the earth and to make sure we understand this book. I will speak about it another day.
He didn't just save us, but he came to assist us open the book. When he gave up the ghost and they cut in tall, the Holy of Holies was open. Inside that Holy of Holies was our access. Because in the Holy of Holies is the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant carries the tablets of the Ten Commandments. The Ark of the Covenant carried the rod of Moses that bore it. The Ark of the Covenant carried the golden pot that had manna. Those three things were inside there. And he tore the curtain so that we can access the tablets of the covenant. We can have access to the content of the book. That was why he said, the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He opened the book. So by his blood, we have access to this book. But for as long as you have a book that is closed, the weeping continues. And I wept because the book was not open. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The struggle continues. You carry the Bible, you don't know what it carries. Witches are tormenting you. Affliction continues. Weeping continues until the book opens. And you can see what is written concerning your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Listen to me, beloved brothers and sisters. I'd like you to hear what I'm about to say here. Jesus did not stop until they pressed to hear the word. You are in church this morning. What are you pressing for? There are many, all they are pressing for is miracle. Some, all they came to show is their cloth. What are you pressing for? Why do we labor for things that does not matter? That don't matter. Why do we spend our time on things that will not add no value? Pressure for the word. Yesterday when going for a program, on our way coming, my wife told me, said, this is the second message I'm listening to now. Inside the car. This is the second message. That is within a period of a short time, one message has finished, another one is on fire. Somebody say amen. As they pressed, he stopped. Do you want God to stop for you? Press. As they pressed, he stood. Do you want God to stand still for you? Press. Do you want to command the attention of God? Possess desperation. Number two is meekness of heart. James chapter 1 and in verse 27, it said, verse 21, it said, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. The engrafted word is able to save your soul. Receive with meekness. It is only the meek that can receive the word. Psalm 25 and in verse 9 and in verse 12. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Meekness. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach him the way that he shall choose. The meek will he guide his judgment. The meek. Meekness is teachability of heart. It is admission of ignorance. Admission. You admit that you don't know. You are available for anybody to teach you. Our major challenge is that we are too familiar with the Bible. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Before the pastor can finish it, you have completed it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, let me tell you. Out of that John 3:16, if you have 1,000 years to live, you can get a fresh revelation out of that verse every day. Something you never saw before. Receive with meekness. Reject, refuse to be familiar. Refuse to know.
People have taught me. Children have taught me. I have taught me. I'm telling you. I am listening to a message that I preached, and I didn't know when I said that. And I'm crying. And I am broken by the message that I preached. And I'm crying. That is, I'm the one who preached it now. What is there to hear? What, is there anything there? I'm the one who said it. I have listened to up to 3 messages between yesterday and today of my own. My father's own, about 2 of them. So I'm eating multilaterally and just everywhere. Meekness. I told Dr. Misenet yesterday, I said, some of the messages I am hearing testimonies, mind-blowing testimonies inside the messages that I couldn't remember. The year we planted Liberian Church, close to 15 years ago now, or more, almost 20, I can't remember now. But that year, when we arrived at the nation of Liberia, the United Nations commander of the force there received us at the airport. The Nigerian ambassador also hosted us in the nation. And the vice president received us. I said all of that in the message and I couldn't remember. So this thing has started since. That you arrive at the nation and the whole nation receives you is not today. Look at your neighbor, say, calm down. There are many things you don't know. God is in a hurry to teach you. But you must be ready to learn. I see young men today who have not arrived, who have not started, they have already arrived. They speak with authority like they are the owners of the church, the body of Christ. Looking for everybody to correct. Journey has not started, it has finished. One day, Babo Yedeko said, he went to Bible school and they were having time where the people were giving charge, 5 minutes. One Bible school student gave a scripture that he has never seen before. And he was the one teaching them the Bible school. Man that is in honor and knoweth not, is like a beast that perisheth. Say, what? Is this in the Bible? One day we were talking with Shed, and he said, because me Apostle Paul, that scripture you just mentioned, I haven't seen it. That is the one you have been following for 20 something years. What do people know that they think they know anything? And to the point where you say it. Now some people will hear it for the first time and keep quiet. If I say it, what would they think? Somebody say a loud amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace of meekness and teachability. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Finally, number 3 is uprightness of life. Lay aside every filthiness and superfluity of nothingness. Filthiness. If you will make fire, you must eliminate garbage. Let me say it another way. The chaff is the enemy of the seed.
abundance of chaff will give rise to shortage of seed. When the container is full of chaff, there is no place for seed. You know, the sower sowed the word. The word is seed. When life is full of chaff, full of garbage, full of rubbish, all manner of terrible things, there is no place for light. If you want to have light, clear light, you must clear. You know, in the village where they use lantern, if the glass of the lantern is dirty with the blackness of the smoke, how much light can you have? The cleaner the glass, the clearer the light. If that light is going to flood the house with neatness, that glass must be cleaned out of soot. Many of us, there are things that God wants to show us, but there is so much smoke. There is so much soot around. And the light can't pass through it. So everything is still dark and dirty. It's a new day for you. I prophesy a fresh garment of uprightness. The garment of holiness. I prophesy the spirit of meekness. I prophesy today the grace of value and desperation for the world. In the name of Jesus, and everyone who is a trouble stool here, I speak peace into your heart, peace into your life. In the Gaya Bada Gaya Reala, and everyone who is losing hope in life, I prophesy hope is released, hopelessness is gone, discouragement is arrested. I speak healing to every broken heart. I speak healing to every broken body. I speak healing to every life here. And in the name of Jesus, fresh fire, fresh revival fire is released upon you. Stand up on your feet and lift up your hands and give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. I'm aware that somebody received something today. Raw material, practical word, intense word, life-changing word that will produce definite, tangible results. Lift your hands. Speak gently and quietly with God and just thank Him. Let your living water flow via my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you. Let your living water, let your living water, let it flow. Lift your voice and sing, let your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, that has troubled my mind, all my cares and burdens unto you. Sing to Jesus, Jesus. Sing Jesus. Sing to the Father.
Just appreciate him for the word today.
Holy Spirit,
Lift your hands and go away. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands up.
shut your cover. Your hands everywhere you are. Lift it higher. Whisper our name, Jesus. Amen. 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 Lift your hands up. The word you just heard is bringing peace and hope and healing and fire of revival. Lift your hands now. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. And place your hand on your head. Some will be receiving healing. Some will be receiving revival fire. Some out of discouragement will come out of come in boldness. Some will be receiving peace in the midst of battle. Father, let it fall. Let it fire fall. Let it power fall. Let the healing flow. Let the hope flow. Let the peace flow. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Receive. 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 Right now, the yoke of indebtedness is broken right now. Disfavor, rejection, anti-marital spell, spirit husband, spirit relationship, in the name that is above it, that's right, the power of premature death. You will celebrate death. Help out there. The yoke of premature death is broken right now. The yoke of ulcer, the yoke of migraine headache, generational curse, ancestral curse, prostate disease, liver disease, life threatening affliction in your body is roasted. Altars in your father's house monitoring and manipulating your destiny. Are you ready for this? The spell of false accusation, false wrong litigation is broken right now. Lift your hands. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream the fire, and the fire will roast all these things I just mentioned. Father, let the fire of the Spirit roast the devil and everything he has imparted in the lives of these people right now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, fire! follow you.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor, give him the adoration. Diverse healings have taken place. Ulcers have gone, hernias have gone. Problems to the bones and pains have all gone. Ancestral curses left, generational curses. Unclean spirits just left. Garment of depression just left you. Another personality walked out of your life. The spirit of premature death just got arrested. Something happened to you now. Quickly run to the front here and let us know what happened to you. Quickly, quickly, pick your Bibles.
Oluwa Etobi. Etobi.
Quickly step forward here, let's.
Etobi. Genital efficia.
So take encounters, right? If yours was an encounter, please step in the middle here. Something that God, no, you're already standing there. Remember, if they take yours, it was an encounter, a deliverance encounter, a liberation encounter. Stand here. I announce to somebody here today that which God has done in your life, no devil shall tamper with it. Activities of the week shall proceed as scheduled, and we are looking at the month of the word. It's going to be very, very intense, like you can see. Don't miss a single service. By Saturday next week, we are up for the home church in the evening and the evangelism in the morning. And coming Sunday, we shall be having an impartation service, and we are continuing in this healing and deliverance ministrations. Intense word, powerful power manifestation. Inform your friends and inform your loved ones what God is doing. The American conference is holding this week. And it's going to be very, very intense. If you have a clip, you can let it be shown. Now, this month, you had four assignments. Can you place it on the screen for us? Four assignments in this month of the word. First of all, you are mandated to read nothing less than 5 chapters of the word on a daily basis. 2, take between 30 minutes to 1 hour of preached word for listening daily. Minimum of twice a week waiting on the Lord so that the word can open up to you and soak yourself in the climate of worship. Take this very, very seriously this month of September. Let God prove to you that He's a miracle working God and He's a life changer and a destiny molder. Somebody say a loud amen. For some of you who look for the messages here and there, maybe online. We also have messages uploaded on podcasts currently. Can you show us a clip of that very, very quickly while we get set for the testimonies? Please, can you start at the beginning with the volume? Can you start at the beginning with the volume?
And Dr. Mrs. Becky Paulininger on the different podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and much more. Simply go to any of these platforms and search Dr. Paulininger's messages or Dr. Becky Paulininger's messages, and you will find them there, and more will be added on a regular basis. Go soak yourselves in these messages, and your life will never remain the same.
What can make an 80-year-old boy to make a life that was beyond his age.
Get a light that is beyond your age and you fight battles beyond your size. You fight and win battles that are beyond your size. Go ahead.
Before now, she can pray for hours non-stop. But whenever she opens the scripture, 1 minute she has slept. As you were declaring the word right now, she saw you, you appeared and began to remove whitish things from her eyes.
You see, the devil can make you do anything you want, but not open the Bible. Fasting without prayer is gone without bullet. You are shooting, but where are the bullets? The bullet is what you fire at the devil. It is written. It is written. That was what Jesus fired when the devil tempted him. Congratulations. Everyone who is in battle with access to light, battle over. In the name of Jesus, yes.
Our sister also said, 3 days ago, in the dream of the night, she saw curtains of different colors lined in her father's house. As we were declaring fire, sir, a mighty wind came and began to cover the graves. In our father's
house. Everyone seated here today that is a victim of ancestral, generational curse of premature death, where the young people are dying and the old people are living. Today, I declare that yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. You shall fulfill your day.
Sir,
every coffin prepared for you is set on fire. Every grave dug for you, we command the grave is closed now. Yes.
Sir, our brother said, as you declared, we should place our hands on our head and receive fire. He saw a man, a being, huge being, run out of his body. And I began to ask, what's your family like? Father died, a very poor farmer. Nobody has amounted to anything in the entire community. And today,
place your hand on your step and speak against every strong man in your house, in your life, in your body, in your system, in your destiny. Say in the name of Jesus, every stranger, every strong man, every stranger in my life, today is your expiry day. You are living back to hell. In the name of Jesus, go! In Jesus' name.
Sister Sandra has been battling with the spirit of poverty for the past 25 years. Said in her family, they virtually eat from hand to mouth. And she became depressed, suffering from low self-esteem. Now, as the war went forth, said something came upon her. And a dark being left her and she became refreshed. Now she's happy for the first time.
Every spirit of inferiority, anything that has made you a shadow of yourself, I arrest that devil. Return to hell. Be free now. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Yes, sir. My sister said, hers was an encounter during the war. She said, when the war was on, she saw a juicer, the machine that produces juice. And then fresh juice was coming out from the machine. And secondly, her eyes were open. She saw herself locked up in a room, dark room. Suddenly, the door was open. She saw light shone in that room and she walked out of that darkness.
Congratulations. You are out of darkness forever in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise. Yes.
Our brother is a security personnel. He said he got shot by the insurgent in the northeast in 2016.
Oh.
On the left thigh. The bullet went through this lateral side, came out medially. He was operated upon and the pains disappeared. But recently he began to feel that pain again. Terrible, he couldn't walk. Even this morning, struggled to come in for service. But at the shout of I receive, he said something flew out of that leg and the leg became free.
Give the Lord a praise. Every deposit of hell in your body, I declare that deposit return back to hell.
Onye neme mba, onye na gwaria, aname. Didi ebube, didi ebube, didi ebube.
Didi ebube, didi ebube, didi ebube. Angela said she went to the salon yesterday to carve her eyebrow. And while it was being done, she felt something like an arrow into her head. Ever since then, she was experiencing severe pain in the head. She took some pills last night. The pain surfaced also this morning. So at a shout of fire, she said she felt something come out of the head. Right now, the pain is gone and she's totally healed by the anointing. Help from above. Every negative encounter with any salon operator or anybody who operates on your life at any time, every such negative encounter returns back to hell. I like us to be very, very sensitive because there are some people who put hair on their head. And what they put on their head transfer them straight into the ocean in the night. And transfer them straight into a realm. Right? The guy at times can be costly. But you need to protect yourself and preserve yourself by the blood of Jesus, because we live in a very, very terrible world.
Sir, this is a mighty deliverance here. Young man, I asked him, I confirmed from you, can I take the testimony? You won't be ashamed. He said it's okay. So let's not show his face too much. When he was 7 years old, he was, do I say raped or molested by his sister? And from that time, he has been under the spell of masturbation and all manner of dreams.
7 years.
At 7 years, at age seven. From like 10 or so, he left where they were staying and he started staying with his uncle. But everything in school became detestable to him. Anything progress was a detest to him. He said he came in here, was that last week Sunday, and he said the power of God came on him. And since that day, till eternity, the taste for masturbation and every aversion to progress has ended.
Anything the devil tampered with in your life from childhood that is affecting your life today, I declare it is arrested. Be free in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Dr. Timilade said 3 days ago she saw herself in a dream being injected and bathing her own blood.
That doctor being injected.
Yes, sir.
And bathing in her own blood.
And she woke up with all manner of sicknesses, notably moving objects all over her body.
Wow.
And heaviness. As we shouted fire, said she experienced cold water being poured all over her. And that numbness, moving object disappeared to hell.
A mysterious attack on a medical doctor. Lift up your hands. The one that ultrasound cannot show. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Be free. Wherever that attack came from, returns back to sender. Somebody lift your hands and say, back to sender.
Back to sender.
Say, every arrow of evil looking for me from hell, backfire to hell.
Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender.
Back to sender.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Sir, as the service was going on this morning, this gentleman was just delivered from addictions.
Wow.
He said the power of God came on him. He didn't know what happened to him. He discovered he couldn't remain standing on his feet again, fell under the anointing. And the spell of, the spell of that addiction was terminated from his life.
He knew it was broken.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus, I declare that this spell remains broken forever. In the name of Jesus, be free from that demonic torment. In Jesus' name, yes. And everyone here today, with any form of spell or obsession that has plagued your life, the yoke is broken right now.
Yes. Mr. Victor came to the church for the first time last Sunday with all package of afflictions that made his right left eye couldn't see very clearly.
So today, as the word came, he said his eye opened. He could see clearly this morning.
Give the Lord a praise. Father, thank you. Give you the praise and the honor.
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God of Jacob. Yeah, yeah. Mighty, 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 mighty God of Jacob.
Yeah. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Powerful.
He healed forever. Yes.
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great I am.
This lady had a diagnosis of cancer. She came in here and gave her life to Christ. Somebody invited her here last week. She gave her life to Christ. And then on Saturday, she came in for the foundation class. She said, you ministered to them, you know, just prayed for them, and they were served food. She said she decided that when she takes it, that it's going to be like communion to her. And on her way home, she felt God moving in her body. She said that her hands had become stiff, and she couldn't move those hands. She couldn't move the hands.
Arthritis already settling in, yes, the, like this.
You know, and that's after the surgery that he had. So she couldn't move the hands. Of course, she said she couldn't afford to pay for any treatment thereafter. She couldn't move the hand. Immediately after that, yesterday, she began to move her hands. She can bend the hands. She can put them together. And all pain is gone. She's totally...
Give the Lord a praise. Come over here. Father, thank you. Jesus' precious name.
So insanity just got smashed out. They brought her in last week Sunday, or last week Tuesday. She was raving mad. They said that she was aggressive, breaking doors, breaking things. She was fighting everybody. They couldn't hold her. They couldn't control her. As they came in, they are together. They are together. As they came in for the service on Tuesday, something came on her. She went home. She has been as calm as a dove, as gentle as a lamb, totally delivered from insanity.
Give the Lord a praise. Calm as a dove, gentle as a lamb. Father, we give you the praise. Stand up on your feet, everybody.
Oh,
everybody. Carry your load.
Now we are. If you have one or two, you let us know at the end. But those in the front now, apart from anyone that you want to take, all of your testimonies are permanent. Now you can return back to your seat. Lift up your two hands.
Our sister said her family had been ravaged by the spirit of death. So far in her family, 11 persons have died, including her father. She said in this service, she saw her father, her late father, beckoning on her to join him.
No way.
Suddenly, the mantle of the commission using the face of the senior pastor appeared, and that was terminated. She saw the mantle appear in her father's compound and was excavating charms from the earth in that family compound. And she believes that that is the secret or mystery behind all this untimely death.
Hey! Somebody lift your hands and say, after we say the name of Jesus, every demonic altar responsible for calamity and frustration in my life and in my family, today is your end. Oh, you altar, catch fire, fire, fire. Open your mouth and pray. Fire. Pra Hold the hand of someone near you and lift it up.
Let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Oh Lord, my God, arise. Sing it one more time. Let God arise, and his enemy is scattered. Let God arise, and his enemy is scattered. Let God arise, and his enemy is scattered. Oh God.
Father, you will arise. As we spoke of hope just now, nobody should lose hope in this nation. God is no man to lie, neither the Son of Man to repent. If he has said it, he will do it. If he spoke it, he will make it good. There is a prophetic agenda on this nation. Agenda that will turn this nation literally into a tourism destination from nations of the world. An agenda that will turn the international passport of this nation as a global asset. An agenda that will bring the wealth of this nation. We have seen nothing yet. Even the real things that belong to this nation haven't come out yet. It hasn't come out. God covered it. It hasn't come out yet. An agenda that will make this nation a global revival platform. When God spoke to Noah, it took 100 years. When God spoke to Moses, it took 40 years. No matter how long it tarries, it comes to pass. And for all there is an understanding that our time is nearby, it's just around the corner. Lift your voice and say, Father, arise in our nation. Nigeria, and establish your immutable counsel for our nation. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Establish your purpose, your counsel for our nation, Nigeria. Frustrate the agenda of the devil. Frustrate the agenda of hell. Establish your immutable counsel for our nation, Nigeria. You are not a man to lie. You are not a son of man to repent. If you have said it, you will do it. If you have spoken it, you will make it good.
Oh, Lord, for the
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elohim. Thank you because your word says, surely there is an end. And our expectations shall not be cautioned. We worship you. In Jesus' precious name. You are here this morning in need of surrender to Jesus. You're saying, Pastor, I heard that powerful preaching. And then the powerful healings and miracles and signs and wonders. And I want to make my ways right with Jesus. Take your seat, everyone, if you want to. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer, you meant it, you want to hand over your life to Jesus. Pick your Bibles and your bags quickly and run to the front here. Just one moment. Run to the front here quickly. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and step forward here. You have an addiction like that man and you want it broken. Be the first person to come and not the last. You have given your life to Christ before, but you slid back into the world. Also run forward here and let's receive you. I'll give you the count of 10. 1.
Lord,
2. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. Place your hand on your chest one more time. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. The grace to live for God be released upon you. I declare it done. In Jesus' name.